It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. Also, don't forget, if you've missed any part of our broadcast this evening, you can review the previous sections of the game or any previous game on our website at ktlo.com. Click on the tab Podcasts and just click to follow to Bomber Sports. Now, without any further ado, calling the play-by-play here once again is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good evening once again as we come to you once again this evening from Greene County Tech High School in Paragould. As Matt, we are getting ready to bring you the boys' portion of our doubleheader. Hopefully the Bomber boys can have as much luck as their female counterparts tonight and get this victory over a very good Greene County Tech team. We welcome you into the Bombers pregame show as Matt Snowden comes into this game. With a record of 9-5 overall, they're currently 0-1 in the 5A East. The Bombers started off a conference play this past Friday night with a loss at Jonesboro about a half hour from here. 50-31, the final score in that game. It was a game in which actually played the two teams played fairly even in the second half, but Jonesboro was just given just had a little too much of a cushion. Mainly on the shooting of Jesse Washington, who just couldn't hardly miss in that first half. He had 15 of his 21 first half points from behind the arc in that game. That's just impressive shooting night, no matter how you look at it. And this the task doesn't get any easier against this Golden Eagles team. This is a team that is currently ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. They've only got one loss all year, and that was to Valley View, another ranked team. The Blazers currently ranked 5th in Class 4A, and that was Tech's only loss of the season. Back I think in November, the Blazers defeated the Golden Eagles 69-67 in overtime. Otherwise, they've been, except for that one blemish, they've been perfect on the season. It did have a little bit of a challenge from Nettleton. To start the start league action this past Friday night over at Jonesboro, but they were able to hold on for a 58-56 victory in that contest. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as Matt Thome gets ready to take on Greene County Tech in this boys' game. We'll have more in just a moment. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Matt Thome is getting ready to take on this Greene County Tech ball club. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off for Mountain Home in their road blues. Again, 9-5 overall and 0-1 on the in conference play, coached by Josh Fulcher. They will be going with two seniors in the starting lineup, Satch Harris at 5'11 and Abe Crawford at 6'. And, well, actually, I take that back. They're going to change the starting lineup a little bit. They're going to go with Adam Sorrell in the starting lineup, a 5'11 senior. So he'll be joined by Satch Harris at 5'11. And then the three juniors to round out the starting lineup. Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11", Matt Jones at 6'5", and Dawson Tabor at 6'4". Green County Tech and their home whites, coached by a fourth-year coach, Jeff Gio. They will be going with Zane Butler, a 5'9 senior. Now, this is all seniors for Green County Tech, their starting lineup. Brendan Chambers at 6'2", Peyton Wallback at 5'9", Dawson Greer at 5'9", and Katie Cancilla at 6'3". That's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Green County Tech coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.